This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only highlights severe challenges faced by developing nations during 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. National Assembly passes appropriation bill with majority. Supreme Court upholds appointment of 52 officials of constitutional bodies. And Gaza hospital director alongside his family killed in Israeli strike. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for a renewed approach to international development cooperation during the fourth thematic roundtable in Seville of Spain. Addressing global leaders, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the severe challenges facing developing nations, including climate change, pandemics, and unsustainable debt. He emphasized that official development assistance, ODA, is a strategic necessity and not charity. The Prime Minister criticized declining ODA to Nepal and the repurposing of funds for donor countries' domestic needs. Stressing development cooperation should foster dignity and sustainable transformation, Prime Minister Oli said common issue must be addressed through the multilateralism.
We have to finalize first to think about multilateralism, whether these issues, these problems which the people are facing in the planet are common issues or not. And if we have to address these common issues, then there must be multilateralism. And anti-multilateralism works for some few and not for all. So in my opinion, multilateralism is a theory to work and a practice to work for all, for the children, for the backward countries, for the needful people, for backward communities, for the youths, for the women, and for the all nations. And no one should be left behind can be addressed only through the principle of and practice of multilateralism.
Prime Minister Oli said instead of size of the country, the level of development must be the subject of the talk. He urged the developed countries to join and accept the multilateralism. Stressing Nepal as a responsible recipient nation, Prime Minister Oli requested the donor countries and development partners to come through a proper channel for the sake of organized investment.
As he mentioned before that the recipient countries must be responsible. Yes, we are responsible because we have to develop our country. We are responsible. But if the donors are not dealing properly, then our responsibility will remain meaningless. So, yeah. I want to request all the donors and development partners to come through the channel, proper channel.
Concluding his remarks, the Prime Minister said despite immense challenges, there is also shared potential and the movement must be seized to build a future where no nation is left behind. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has returned to Madrid from Seville yesterday. After returning to Madrid, the Prime Minister participated in a discussion program, Nepal-Spain Entrepreneurs and Investors, organized by the Nepali Embassy in Spain and the Spanish Chamber of Commerce and Industry. As a keynote speaker in the program, Prime Minister Oli called on Spanish business persons to invest in Nepal. The Prime Minister said that the Nepal government had been encouraging investors as Nepal had set the national ambition of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Adding that Nepal has adequate opportunities for investments in the tourism, agriculture, IT and infrastructure, he reiterated that the private sector is an engine of economic growth. The Prime Minister, who left for Spain on July 28, is scheduled to return home on July 4. The meeting of the National Assembly yesterday has passed the Appropriation Bill 2082. The bill, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives and presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal for approval, was passed by a majority in the Assembly. Likewise, the meeting also approved proposals to consider the Finance Bill 2082 and the Public Debt Collection Bill 2082, both related to the national budget. Similarly, the meeting unanimously passed the Customs Bill 2082, which was also received with a message from the House of Representatives. Earlier in the meeting, while responding to questions raised by lawmakers regarding the appropriation bill, Finance Minister Podel clarified that since it is not possible to prepare the budget solely from revenue and international grant assistance, arrangements have been made to raise loans with a certain limit. The Supreme Court decided to quash the writ petition that challenged the validity of the appointment of the 52 officials of different constitutional bodies. The decision was taken by the constitutional bench chaired by Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, Justices Sapna Pradhan Malla, Manoj Kumar Sharma, Kumar Chudal and Nakul Subedi in the late evening yesterday. The writ petition was filed at the Supreme Court claiming the appointment was unconstitutional. The appointment was made by the government by issuing ordinances. With the decision of the case, the appointment of the 52 officials has got validity. The petitioners had claimed that the appointment was made by crossing the parliamentary hearing, a mandatory provision of the Constitution of Nepal. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee held a meeting yesterday and decided to request the Upper House National Assembly to ensure the incorporation of cooling off provision. The decision comes in response to outcry over the sneaky erasure of 2-year cooling off provision from the Federal Civil Service Bill, which was passed by the Lower House of Representatives by a majority last Sunday. The cooling-off provision, as asserted by the committee, prevents top bureaucrats from securing government appointments within 2 years of their retirement or resignation. Committee Chairman Ramhari Khati Wada said the committee meeting, as per discussion held on Wednesday, decided to request the National Assembly to work on the bill, thereby ensuring 2 years of cooling-off. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said adequate measures would be taken to reduce cyber threats. Deliberating to the line ministry in the National Assembly meeting yesterday, Minister Gurung stated that prediction and monitoring of cyber threats would be enhanced. Adding that the Cyber Security Center would be further strengthened, the minister informed that the government was at work to make new policies and laws and update the old ones to make the mass communications sector accountable and credible. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The director of Gaza's Indonesian hospital has been killed in an Israeli airstrike on his home in Gaza City along with his family members. The BBC quoted the Hamas-run health ministry as saying the ministry condemns the heinous crime against its medical cadres, as Dr. Marwan Sultan had a long career in medicine. Dr. Sultan, along with his wife, daughter and sister, were killed in the strike on their apartment. The Israeli military said it had struck a key terrorist from Hamas in the Gaza City area and that claims uninvolved civilians were harmed as a result of the strike were being reviewed. Meanwhile, at least 5 people were killed and others injured, including children, in a strike on the Al-Mawasi safe zone, one of the several other attacks as reported by news agencies. According to the Gaza Ministry of Health, more than 1,500 healthcare workers have been killed in Gaza since October 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and at a few places of rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Light to moderate rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli highlights severe challenges faced by developing nations during 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. National Assembly passes appropriation bill with majority. Supreme Court upholds appointment of 52 officials of constitutional bodies. And Gaza hospital director alongside his family killed in Israeli strike. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.